A female-led relationship may or may not hold elements of BDSM, but they do have that delicious power exchange. The female is in charge. She says what goes. But will there be bondage? Discipline as in pain play? You see, being a lifestyle submissive, like many things in our world, is on a continuum. There is no one single right way for all. Everyone finds their balance and what they enjoy when it comes to aspects of that power exchange. A female-led relationship is one of those types of power exchanges. And today, as your clever mind may have already surmised, we are going to talk about female-led relationships, but in particular, one person's female-led relationship, Nancy Boy. Nancy Boy explained to me that he's always had a special affinity for feminine things, from curlers in his hair, a pantied bottom. He knew early on he was not like other guys. Definitely not like other men. He knew he was weak for a strong, controlling, dominant woman. And lucky for Nancy Boy, he got exactly what he needed. A woman who knows her power, who knows where his place is. Now, not all female-led relationships look like Nancy Boy's, as I said. Basically, a female-led relationship is exactly whatever she says it is. She makes the decisions about what's best for you both. You exist to bask in her gloriousness and to serve her however she likes. But sometimes, like with Nancy Boy, she wants her submissive husband to be feminized. So inch by inch, ounce by ounce, this lovely lady extracted every bit of masculinity from him. Thinking about a guy's day out on the golf course? Nope, that's gone. Wearing the proverbial pants around the house? Gone. Having the privilege of being a man and ordering for his wife at a restaurant? Gone, gone, gone. As a matter of course, I was particularly delighted over this one aspect of their relationship. His wife humiliates him in public. You see, usually they get the same dish. But recently he told me that his lovely wife, that he wanted something different than what she was ordering. So when the waitress comes over with delighted anticipation to hear his order being read out by her, that's right, she orders for the table. So when the waitress comes over, she orders her food and with a delicious smirk smiles and says, he'll have the same. One would think you would hear a protest. No, Nancy Boy knows his place. As I mentioned, not all female-led relationships look like each other. Some may think acquiescing to a female in and of itself is humiliation. Others feel that it's their purpose and place to serve a lovely goddess, so they're not so much humiliated. But Nancy Boy needs the humiliation to ensure that no drop of masculinity ever bubbles up, and if it does exist, leaks pathetically out. You see, Nancy Boy has his sex life 100% under her control. When she says, he will be allowed to please her with his mouth, fingers, or toys. One week, he gets a hand release. The next, she requires him to dress in frillies, wigs, and after he pleasures her to orgasm with his fingers, toys, or lips, he is allowed to put his sissy cock in her for 2 minutes. The pathetic little thing doesn't even last more than that, so that's a good thing. But I have a sneaky suspicion that Nancy Boy's wifey trained Nancy Boy to be an early squirter because she feels nothing, nothing with that little peen inside of her and wants the entire thing over with sooner rather than later. She's also pretty intelligent. She understands the benefit of rewards and behavior. But Nancy Boy's wife has absolutely prohibited him from using Viagra. It would be outrageous for a pathetic little sissy clit like that to last longer than 2 minutes. She won't stand for it, and neither will I. I agree with her. And of course, in order to earn the privilege of being with wifey, Nancy Boy must do his chores to earn any of it. So Nancy Boy regularly does laundry, washing the floor, dishes, you name it, whatever he needs to do to appease her and be able to stick it in for 2 minutes, or even other niceties that I'll explain in a moment. And know that Nancy Boy works very hard for those 2 minutes. Know your place, submissive. In addition to all this, what I've just told you, Nancy Boy does not sleep in his wife's bed. He does not even sleep in the same room without permission. He has his own room to sleep in. His place, again, readers, is not with her unless she allows it. Now, sometimes Nancy Boy might do her little sissy whine and say, "Wifey, can I get in your bed?" And then she may allow him. And he crawls up and curls up next to her with his head on her shoulder. Oh, the perfect place to be for a submissive husband, So, while he lays there, all cuddled up next to his goddess, she might tell him about what she said to her family and friends about their relationship. Oh, it thrills Nancy Boy to no end to know that his wife is talking about his pathetic little todger and all the things that she gets him to do for her. And it's just as good, too, because Nancy Boy is ill-equipped to be a man at this point and enjoys his place. Nancy Boy's purpose is to serve and please. His place is at the feet of a strong, dominant woman. Now, readers, there's probably more that I haven't told you. As a matter of fact, I know that there's more. I'm leaving it out so Nancy Boy can comment and share right from his fingertips whatever Nancy Boy thinks to share for it with you as part of his training and humiliation of confessing what his life is like as a pantied, submissive Nancy Boy. You're never a real man. You belong in panties. So, readers, have you ever thought of a female-led relationship? How would the female-led relationship you think of differ or be the same as Nancy's? I would love to hear from you. Until we chat, this is Mr. Serica talking about female-led relationships.